Casting presents Knocked Up, starring Seth Rogen as Ben, Katherine Heigl as Allison, Paul Rudd as Pete, and Leslie Mann as Debbie. The film's written and directed by Judd Apatow, voiced by Stephen O'Neill on behalf of MCS Agency. A detached, single-story boxy house in an LA suburb. A group of five 20-something-year-old men and a Chinese-American young woman are hanging out in the building's backyard. They box, they wrestle, they have bouts of mock kendo with wooden swords. The loser gets thrown into the grubby swimming pool. His opponent jumps in too. There's a thick wooden bar spanning the width of the pool, which two of the guys are standing on, wearing boxing gloves which they've set fire to. Ben Stone is a chunky chap with thick-set features, curly light brown hair and stubble. Also in the group is Jay, a wiry young man with a dark Mohican-style haircut, Jonah, who's short and chubby with curly hair, Martin, who has long dark hair, a full beard and a rather vacant expression, and Jason, the tallest of the group, who has dark hair and a goatee beard. They're at a theme park on an inverted roller coaster which speeds round a corkscrew turn and slows down.
I gotta get off.
An attractive blonde woman in her late 20s presses the button on her alarm clock, which shows 7 o'clock. In a large bedroom, a dark-haired man in his 30s is asleep in a double bed. His blonde wife's on a lilo beside him. One of his daughters is asleep next to him. His younger daughter bounds up onto the mattress. Now dressed, the 20-year-old woman leaves her summer house apartment and crosses to a larger house where the family are having breakfast.
Oh, I would, but I'm supposed to work out.
What?
Yeah, I got an appointment with a trainer. I can't cancel now. It'll charge me.
You didn't tell me that.
I did. Last week, I told you.
You didn't tell me.
Oh, I did. And then I wrote it on the calendar like you told me to.
No, you didn't tell me.
I did tell you.
Well, you didn't, but what are we going to do? Because I have an appointment. So, you're taking the kids to school. Don't use the baby to cover your tracks.
I can drive him. I'll drive him to school.
Thank you very much.
Great. Good. You turned my sister into a limo driver.
I don't mind.
It all worked out.
The 20-year-old woman is driving a smart red car with the two little girls in the back.
What are you giggling about?
Quiet. You're starting to annoy me.
Ladies. Nice.
You know what I did the other day?
What?
I googled murder.
You googled murder?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, what did it say?
It didn't say anything. It just showed pictures of people lying dead on the floor and blood everywhere.
That was just ketchup. Who wants to hear some music?
I want to hear Ren.
I want to hear Green Day.
No, we're listening to Ren.
Why would I listen to Green Day?
I got your baby.
Oh, don't taunt her. Yeah. Come on.
Girl.
Sadie,
ow.
Why did you just do that? Don't throw things at your sister.
She hit me.
Did you hit her?
I did not.
Make her happy. It's okay. It's okay.
Make her happy.
It's okay.
She spilled all the marbles.
At the boys' house.
All right, are you sure you understand the terms of the bet? Because this is serious.
No.
Martin, all right, listen. You don't shave your beard or cut your hair for 1 year, and if you can do that, I will pay your rent. But if you shave, then you have to pay all five of our rents.
Thanks for the free money, bitch.
Hey, Martin, was it weird when you joined the Taliban being American and everything like that? Like, when you see a woman driving a car, do you just get pissed?
Just watch your back, Serpico. You never know who your friends are.
Okay, all right, you guys can't make fun of me the whole time.
Wait,
Martin, it's a competition. It's called the Dirty Man Competition. We're gonna make fun of you until you shave the beard. That's the rules.
That's the whole point. You're supposed to be tempted into shaving.
Your face looks like Robin Williams' knuckles.
You guys aren't allowed to make fun of me. It's not part of the rules.
Martin, why didn't you just listen to me when I was explaining the rules? You just looked at me with that blank stare of yours. It was like talking to a wax statue.
Martin looks blank.
Okay, guys, are you ready? So, only at fleshofthestars.com will customers be able to find exactly how long into what movies their favorite stars are exposed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
All right, guys, let's start logging, all right? Charles Manson, do you have any other thoughts?
Good, awesome. Let's start this off with a bang. Jamie Lee Curtis, I got an hour and 10 minutes into Trading Places, both chesticles.
They're sitting around a coffee table.
I got something, three-titted alien from Total Recall.
Oh, she's not famous.
Damn it, Cohagen. Give the people the air.
The blonde woman's a TV floor manager.
So if you want that perfect tan like the stars, he's the one to see. We'll be right back on E! News. Stay with us.
Okay,
is Jessica Simpson here yet?
Let me check. Let me see.
Is she on her way?
Hey, guys.
She's left her house.
Okay, let me know when she's pulling in. She's about to pull in.
Is she camera ready?
Is she camera ready?
If she's gonna be in hair and makeup for 3 hours, I can't do it. I'm not gonna be here. I gotta do American Idol. It's live. I gotta do it. I gotta be there. What are we gonna interview her about?
Nothing personal.
No personal questions.
No personal questions. Don't ask her about her sister and her nose job.
No plastic surgery questions. No personal questions.
She doesn't want to talk about her boobs or her father's comments about her boobs.
Right, we'll talk about the Middle East and maybe an idea of an exit strategy. Maybe she has a good pitch. Should I ask her about Korea? Maybe have her point it out to us on a globe? I don't understand the young talent in this town. It doesn't make any sense. I got 4 jobs. Hell, I'm more famous than half the people we talk to anyway. No one stands up. No one has the balls to sit them down and say, look, just cut the shit. But everybody works for them. They're all on the payroll. They're all sucking the teat. Nobody sits them down eye to eye, one on one, and says, cut the shit. And all these stars just fuck it up. That's what they do. They fuck my day up. And it pisses me off, and now I'm sweating.
Okay. You know what? You want us to just come and get you when she gets here? You want to head to the green room for a minute? Just chill out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea. You want us to bring you anything? You want some water? You want a cookie?
Cookie? Yeah, cookie. Thanks.
Okay, we'll get you a cookie.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm pissed.
What do we got? Chocolate chip?
Allison?
Yeah.
Jack and I need to see you in his office.
Okay.
A blonde suited man.
Thanks for coming in, Allison. Well, we wanted to talk to you today because we had a little debate on the conference call with New York about you.
About me? You were talking about me.
We were wondering aloud to one another whether or not you would be good for on camera.
What'd you decide?
They decided that they like you and they would like to put you on camera.
Really?
I know, I was so surprised too.
Oh my God, this is the best news ever. Thank you so much. This is great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll take that smile as a yes, I'll do it.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. Oh my God.
It's a lot of work. Can't wait to see what happens. It's going to be tough. Tough job.
About the work, most immediately, there's going to be some things that you're going to be able to get that other people in the office don't get. One of them, gym membership.
Hey, you want me to lose weight?
No, I don't want you to lose weight.
No, we can't legally ask you to do that.
We didn't say lose weight. I might say tighten.
Tight.
A little.
He clenches.
Tighter.
Just like toned and smaller.
Don't make everything smaller. I don't want to generalize that way. Tighter.
We don't want you to lose weight. We just want you to be healthy.
Okay.
You know, by eating less. We would just like it if you go home and step on a scale and write down how much you weigh and subtract it by like 20. And then weigh that much.
Just remember, you've got it here, and everybody's gonna see you right there.
Yay! I'm so excited! Oh my God! Hey!
Huh?
I got a promotion.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, maybe you can get your own place now.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yay! Let's go celebrate.
Okay, let's do it.
Peter, watch the kids?
Yeah, we can watch Taxi Cab Confessions.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know!
Ah, I'm so excited!
Nighttime.
I walked in on him masturbating one night.
Did you get the deer in headlights look? Did he freeze or did he finish?
No, he tried to pretend like he wasn't doing anything under the camera.
Oh no.
I buy these nice towels and he whacks off into them.
Deb and Pete.
And
forever.
And once he does that into them once, they're never soft ever again.
They walk past a nightclub queue.
I can always tell if I'm looking good based on whether or not we get in.
Please?
Guess we're looking good.
Didn't get in, I would have lost my shit.
Make us wait out here.
What the fuck?
The two young women are dancing in the busy club. Ben and his group are seated round a nearby table.
The movie I just saw again the other day, which is fucking like mind-blowing, and I haven't seen it since it came out, is Munich.
Oh, Munich!
Munich fucking rules.
Munich is awesome.
That movie was Eric Bana kicking fucking ass. Through every movie with Jews, we're the ones getting killed. Munich flips it on its ear. We're captain motherfuckers.
Not only killing, but fucking like taking names.
If any of us get laid tonight, it's because of Eric Bana.
I agree with that. I agree.
You know what is not helping us get laid is the shoe bomber Richard Reed over here at our table. You know,
like, how was Burning Man this year?
Fuck you guys. I'm glad I'm not Jewish.
So are we.
Yeah, so are we.
We don't need you.
Yeah, fine, screw it.
You weren't chosen for a reason.
The women move to a standing height table.
I Everyone in here is 12 years old. Am I too old to be here?
What?
Am I too old to be here?
No, of course not.
Does it look weird that I'm here?
No, not at all.
Am I hotter than these little bitches?
Yes, you look amazing.
Guys in here would fuck me, right?
Yes.
That's weird to say, but it makes me feel better.
You look hot.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay, I'm getting us drinks.
Yo, a beer over here, please. You're gonna be embarrassed when you realize I'm Wilmer Valderrama.
Allison stands behind him at the bar.
Hey, excuse me.
He's literally ignoring this entire half of the bar. Don't even bother.
Yeah, awesome.
A beer over here, please. He looked at us. Did you see that? Yeah. Oh, my God. And if you can't get service, what am I gonna do, you know?
Great. It's gonna be that night.
Okay, you want a beer?
Yeah.
Well, I'm... Watch this, okay? Just observe.
He leans over the bar and takes two beers.
There you go.
Come on, man.
Here you go. For your trouble. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, enjoy it.
Sure?
I am sure. I tried that once before at the Comedy Store, and I got punched in the ear.
Thanks a lot. Oh, fuck. I was supposed to get one for my sister.
Oh, here, take mine.
No, that's okay. I'll wait. I'll feel good.
Please, I very rarely look cool. This is a big moment for me to speak.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm Allison.
I'm Ben.
They shake hands and nod awkwardly.
Well, have a great night.
Okay, you
thanks
too.
For the beer.
Okay, enjoy it. Be nice to them. I'll
thanks
see you.
Again.
No, I'll see you later. No, I won't, because I'm a pussy.
Later, Ben's staring towards Allison and her sister.
That girl, she totally gave me an opening, man, and I was locked up. I just want your shit face tonight, though. Yeah, I'll just jerk it later.
Are you fucking crazy, man? She looks smart. Who's that she's sitting with?
It's her sister.
Her sister?
Yeah.
Dude, it's the dream. What are we doing standing here, man? Let's go. Come on, follow me. You stay here. Stay here. Why? Because your face looks like a vagina.
Dick!
Hey, which one's the sister?
Jonah approaches the bearded Martin.
Hey, Crockett, still partying with Tubbs these days?
Come on, man, I'm getting it from all angles here. I don't like it anymore.
I know, I don't either. Was it weird when you changed your name from Cat Stevens to Yousef Islam?
Yeah, it was really awkward.
Hi, man. I gotta take off. See you, Scorsese on Coke.
What's that?
Chewbacca, that's Chewie.
Oh, another beer joke.
Fuck.
Fucking hilarious.
The boys reach Allison's table.
Hey, hi, this is my friend Jason. I just wanted to see how my beers were doing.
This is my sister Debbie.
Oh, hi, I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Just trying not to stare.
She's married.
Why do you have to say that?
What?
It's a shame. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
She has two kids, too.
Shut up!
What, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
You think that's going to stop him from hitting on her? It's not at all.
I love kids.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me. Hello?
Cool phone.
Yeah, it's got a really cool phone.
Well, is it a rash or is it the chicken pox? I don't know. Google it. Okay. All right, bye. I gotta go. Sadie might have the chicken pox.
I had the chicken pox 3 times. I have no immunity to it.
We don't have the heart to tell him it's herpes.
It's not herpes if it's everywhere.
Are you coming?
You know, I'm all dressed, so I'll just hang out.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take a cab home.
Ben's grinning inanely.
Okay. Be safe.
I will, yeah.
Bye, lovely.
Bye.
All right, I'm gonna want you to get to know each other.
Ben and Allison are on the dance floor, then they're drinking shots. Ben's doing a dice shake dance move. Jenna and Jay watch beside the dance floor.
Dude, I think he's doing the dice thing too much.
That's really all he's got.
More dice shaking moves from Ben.
I love your curly hair. Do you like use products?
No, that's, I use a Jew, it's called.
More dancing, then at the table.
You want to get out of here?
Let's go, you want to come back and hang out with my place?
Yes,
yeah. I'm trying my audition tape. It's really funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited to watch that.
Let's go.
They stumble out of the club.
We get a cab up to get this way, for sure.
She plants a kiss on his lips.
This is a big yard. Let's go swimming right now. Let's just do that.
All right. Woo!
They crash onto her bed.
Hey.
They remove their t-shirts.
Oh, you're prettier than I am.
Under dimmed red lighting, they leap on each other and wriggle around on the bed, kissing each other passionately.
Do you have a condom?
I do.
Okay.
In my bed.
He wiggles to the side of the bed and stretches down to his jeans, fishing a wrapped condom out of his pocket. He reaches under the duvet and starts to put the thing on.
Come on.
Hurry up.
Stupid fucker.
Oh, what are you doing?
I almost got it. Just give me a second.
God, just do it already.
Okay.
He tosses the condom to the floor and the sex begins.
Good thing I'm drunk. This is lasting forever.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've just doubled my record time.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I'm sorry I'm sweating on you.
Okay, just stop talking.
Daytime. The whitewashed summer house stands at the edge of a well-kempt garden beside a swimming pool. Inside, Allison is standing beside her bed holding a cup. She frowns at Ben, who's lying face down, his bare bottom poking out from under the duvet. She prods the mattress with her foot.
Fuck off, Martin. Fuck off, Martin.
Ben looks up. Allison nods at him a little sheepishly.
Hi. Oh.
Hey.
Ben looks at his bare behind.
I'm naked.
Yeah.
Do we have sex?
Yes.
Nice. Oh.
She nods. He rolls over.
What time is it?
7:30.
Why the fuck are we awake? Let's go back to sleep.
I have to go to work.
Really?
Do you need to get to work or anything?
No, I'm, no work today.
He starts to sit up slowly.
Do you want to get breakfast?
Okay.
Ben's back in his jeans and t-shirt. Allison wears a smart dark suit with a knee-length skirt. They head round the pool to the driveway where Debbie's husband, Pete, is carrying his younger daughter towards a smart silver car.
Morning. Good morning, Allison.
I'm Ben. What's happening, man?
Ben.
How's it going?
Ah, to be young.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Okay, see you later.
Alrighty.
See you later. Enjoy the day. Never do what they did.
I'm gonna do it.
You are? Uh-oh. Someone's getting homeschooled.
At a table in a modest diner, Ben slumps down in his seat.
I just yacked. Something nasty. I feel way better, though. I think that's, like, the secret. Like, you gotta, I mean, once you're hungover, you just gotta puke. Feels so, did you puke?
No.
You can't. I don't think it's gross.
Oh, that's okay. I'm fine. Okay, some coffee, so.
You know, the best thing for a hangover is weed. Do you smoke weed?
Not really.
You don't?
No.
At all?
Mm-mm.
Like in the morning?
No, I just don't.
You know, it is like the best medicine. Because it fixes everything. Jonah broke his elbow once. He just got high and still clicks, but, I mean, he's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Last night was great. What I remember of it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, it was fun. We had a great time.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I work at E.
The television channel?
Uh-huh. Remember?
Wow!
We had this conversation last night. I told you about my promotion. I was out celebrating it.
He shakes his head.
No?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. I'm actually doing my first on-air interview today, so.
With who?
Matthew Fox.
Matthew Fox from Lost?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about him?
What?
Nothing.
What?
Will you tell him he's an asshole for me?
No.
Someone needs to. Like, who gives a shit?
Well, I hope a lot of people, actually, because that's what my job entails, is making sure people care what he has to say. I'm interviewing him.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just don't give a shit. I'm just saying he deserves a beat down.
It's sort of embarrassing to ask at this point, but what do you do for work?
Me and my roommates have started we're starting an internet website.
Oh, yep. Cool. What is it?
Give me the virtual experience, okay? How's that? You're at your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Who's an actress you like?
Mary Tyler Moore?
No, that does not work at all.
No.
Okay. Let's say you love Meg Ryan.
I do.
Great. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Let's say you like her so much, mm-hmm. you want to know every movie where she shows her tits. And not just that, but how long into that movie she shows her tits. Come to our webpage exclusively. Type in Meg Ryan. Bam.
in the cut, 38 minutes in, 48 minutes in, like an hour and 10 minutes. She's like naked that whole fucking movie. She does full frontal in that movie.
Wow.
I should have called her Harry, not Sally.
Really?
I'll show it to you. I'll show you Meg Ryan's bush.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I actually need to get going, so.
Awesome. Well, can I get your number? I mean, we had fun, right? We should hook up again.
I'm gonna give you my card, because that'll be the best way.
Well, if you want to contact me, I don't have a cell right now because of payment complications. But, I mean, you can email me at the webpage. I check. It's just ben@fleshofthestars.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, awesome.
All right, then. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Bye. Take care.
Okay. See ya.
He gets a cursory hug and sits.
Bye. That was fucking brutal. Yeah, that was brutal.
A human egg divides up, captioned, 8 weeks later. Allison in a gold top is standing in front of the TV cameras.
Hi, I'm Allison Scott, and we're here today with James Franco from Spider-Man. How are you?
Great.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
Tell me, were you a big fan of the... I'm sorry, let me take that again. Tell me, were you a big fan of the comic books growing up?
No, actually, I didn't read any of the comic books until I got the movie, and then... Are you okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, just, what about the comic books? Just keep talking.
Like I said, I really wasn't into them, but now that I did the research, I think they're pretty amazing, like...
Allison vomits in a nearby waste bin.
Shit. What the fuck?
Then she's sitting with an editor watching the event on tape.
Is that the sound of you puking? This is one of those fucking joke shows, I'm not into it.
We should put this on YouTube.
Shut up.
This is hilarious. Look
asshole.
How sweaty you are. You look like Dom DeLuise.
I don't need to see it again. It's gonna make me throw up.
You look like Jabba the Hutt dying.
The dark-haired man sticks out his tongue and wiggles it round.
You're such an asshole.
I'm just checking your chain. I'll fix this, no problem.
Yeah, maybe if you can just edit this out and we can reshoot my questions.
She starts to gag.
What's that? Whoa. Whoa, no, over here. Not the mixer, here.
She throws up in another waste bin. The editor holds up his hands as if to say, not guilty.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Were you sick?
I don't know.
What'd you eat?
I haven't eaten today yet.
You haven't
eaten like, yet? A napkin or something?
Here.
She wipes her mouth on some paper.
What, do you have, like, the flu?
I don't know.
God, I hope you're not pregnant.
It's impossible. You have to have sex to get pregnant.
Her face drops as a thought strikes her.
BK, it's Brent Master 5. Allison just puked.
Dude, that's what I said. She's probably pregnant, right?
Oh, shit.
How does she look right now? She looks like she just realized that she's pregnant.
No, I can't be pregnant, right? I mean, that was, what, 8 weeks ago? When was that?
Mm-hmm. Did you miss your period?
No, wait. I don't know. Shit, I don't know. I can't remember. I've been really stressed at work. I can't remember my last period.
Are you the lady who doesn't realize she's pregnant until she's sitting on the toilet and a kid pops out?
Can you not joke right now? Don't joke right now. This is really serious.
Did I meet him?
Yeah. You know, he was kind of like medium height, sort of chubby, blonde, curly hair. Remember?
With the man boobs.
Yes. I have this thing of him on my phone. I just watched it.
Hey! I live in your phone!
Oh.
I gotta pee.
Yeah. Oh, God. How did this happen? Well, there's only one way to find out.
The two women sprint around the aisles of a supermarket.
Over here!
They pick off one box of every brand of home pregnancy test until their basket is full. In Debbie's room, they empty the bags onto the bed. Allison's sitting on the toilet. She rips a packet open and places the tester stick under her skirt. It shows a positive result.
Oh no. Give me a few more.
Did you try the Overshore?
Allison swigs fruit juice.
Oh, I'm dripping.
Oh good, a smiley face. Oh, I think that's bad.
How long does this one take?
These can't all be positive. Let me try one.
Pete strolls in and sees Debbie on the loo with her hand up her skirt and retreats round the doorway.
God, you really had to pee.
Debbie looks at the tester open-mouthed.
What is this? What the hell is this?
I think you picked up the wrong one.
Oh, fuck. It scared me. That would suck. I'm sorry. It scared me.
It's gonna be fine. Right? Right?
Of course it will be fine. It's gonna be fine. You just need to call him.
Maybe I don't need to call him until after I see the doctor.
You need to call.
I don't want to call him. I don't need to call him.
You should call.
I can't call him anyway. He doesn't even have a phone. He didn't even have a number to give me.
He doesn't have a phone?
Said he had some kind of billing issue.
He can't afford a phone? Sadie has a phone.
Oh, shit, you're right. I gotta call. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look him up on his stupid website.
What kind of website does he have? They spelled coming wrong. Oh, it's come.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Just go to contact us.
A list of emails.
Ben?
Yeah.
What is your number? I need to speak with you right away. Send?
Yep.
You're sure?
Yeah.
I love weed.
I smoke weed every second of every day.
Hey, I am your stoner.
In the middle of a cloud of smoke, Ben's wearing a gas mask attached to a bong. Jason's sitting nearby with a laptop.
Hey, Benjamin.
Yeah?
Flesh of the Stars just got an email.
Really?
Would you like me to read it to you?
Yeah, sure.
Ben, what is your number? I need to speak to you right away. Allison Scott.
Oh, shit! Someone wants seconds, mama!
Man!
Woo! Forward to speaking with you.
Yeah. Do one of those smiley faces. Hey, those are sexy.
Allison paces round the study. The boys perform fake sex moves as Ben speaks.
Somebody wants another piece! Oh.
Wait, Bodega.
Hello?
Hi, hey, Ben, this is Allison. I don't know if you remember me.
Oh, yeah, Allison, what's up?
She's liking the way your dick tastes.
Yeah, I actually was just wondering if maybe you, wanted to get together, like, tomorrow night.
I mean to call you so we could, like, hook up again, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, cool. Let's, meet up maybe tomorrow night. You want to just grab some dinner?
Yeah, why not? Meeting of mine sounds good. What do you say, Geisha House, Hollywood? 9 o'clock.
Sure, that's cool. Can we make it more like 6, though? I'd like to keep it early.
6 o'clock, beat the rush. Yeah, leave more time for afterwards. Dessert. Sweet.
Okay, great. So, I'll just meet you there then at 6.
I'll see you there. Okay, take care, peace.
Arms folded, Allison frowns at her sister.
Oh, shit.
Nice place, huh?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Sorry it took so long to get a table. I didn't realize you needed a reservation.
Oh, no, that's okay.
You look very pretty, though.
Thanks.
By the way.
Yeah, I just thought, I thought maybe it'd be cool to hang out a little bit, and we didn't really get to talk that much last time, so I thought...
That we didn't.
She attempts a smile.
I thought maybe we could just talk and get to know each other better.
Cool. Okay, I'll start. I'm Canadian.
Oh, that's cool.
From Vancouver. I live here illegally, actually. Don't tell anyone. But it works out in my advantage, I think, ultimately, because I don't have to pay any taxes. So financially, that's helpful, because I don't have a lot of money, you know? I mean, I'm not poor or anything, but I eat a lot of spaghetti.
So, the webpage or whatever is just something that you guys do for fun. Do you have a real job?
Well, that is our job.
Oh.
We don't technically get money for the hours we put in, but it is our job.
So how do you...
How do I pay rent and
right.
shit? When I was in high school, I got ran over by a postal truck.
Oh, my
kinda,
God.
It was my foot more than anything. But I got like 14 grand from the British Columbia government.
Right.
And that really lasted me. I mean, until now. I mean, it's been almost 10 years. I have like 900 bucks left. So that should last me for like... I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but like another 2 years or some shit, I think.
Yeah. So I have something I really need to tell you is kind of why I called you. Here it goes. I'm pregnant.
Fuck off.
What?
What?
I'm pregnant?
With emotion?
With a baby. You're the father.
I'm the father?
Yes.
How the fuck did this happen?
I don't know. I mean, I thought you were wearing a condom.
No.
What?
I wasn't.
Why not?
Because you told me not to.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You told me not to.
I did not tell you not to wear a condom.
here's what happened, okay? I will give you a play-by-play of my memory. I almost had the condom on my dick. It was on the cusp, and then you said, just do it already.
I didn't mean do it without a condom. I meant do it, like, hurry up, like, get fucking going.
Well, I assumed you're wearing a patch or, like, a dental dam or one of those fucking butterfly clips or something like that. It's like saran wrap. It's disgusting, okay? But I thought you had one. Why the fuck didn't you stop me once we started?
I don't know. I couldn't tell that you didn't have one on, obviously. I was drunk.
Was your vagina drunk? Do you think it's the thinnest condom on earth I have on? I'm a fucking inventor. I mean, a dick skin condom. He hollowed out a penis and put it on. What the fuck?
You are unbelievable.
She looks away. He stares at the table.
Okay. You know what? Maybe I've reacted unfavorably. So what happens now? I don't know how this works.
I am going to the doctor next week, and I thought you could come with me to the gynecologist.
So you haven't seen him, though?
No.
So you don't know if you're pregnant?
Well, I'm not 100% sure.
You're not 100% sure? I bet you're not pregnant.
Daytime. A busy waiting area in a maternity clinic. Ben and Allison are sitting at the end of a row of chairs staring into space. There's a little baby in a baby carrier. One woman's holding twins. Ben frowns at an infant in a pink striped romper suit who's looking up at him. A dark-haired woman in a flowery blouse enters the room.
Allison Scott?
Yeah. Come on.
I'm supposed to go?
Yes.
Now in a gown, Allison's sitting up on a surgical reclining chair.
Hello. My name is Thomas Pellegrino.
I'm Ben Stone.
Hi there, Chip.
Nice to meet you.
And you must be Debbie's sister.
Yeah.
Allison.
Allison,
yeah.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
So what can I help you with today, Mr. and Mrs. Stone?
I took a home pregnancy test, and it said I was pregnant, so here we are.
Okay, let's have a look.
He sits on a stool and pulls some stirrups out of the chair.
Legs up.
Allison puts her feet in the stirrups and lies back. Ben looks round and nods.
Nice office.
Thank you.
The doctor puts on a rubber glove.
Well, you do look a lot like your sister.
He puts some gel onto the end of a long metal implement.
This is going to be cold, and you're next.
Ben grins and nods, then shakes his head as if to say, who is this guy? The doctor screws his face up, a little embarrassed by his choice of remark.
Okay, there's the cervix and the uterus. See that? That dark sac there, that's the amniotic sac. And right there in the middle is the embryo. Do you see that flicker? You know what that is? Yeah, that's a heartbeat. Yeah, it looks like you are pregnant. About 8 or 9 weeks, I'd say. Congratulations.
Allison points at the monitor.
That's it?
Yeah, take good care of it.
Ben exhales deeply.
Now the fun part starts. Let me make a picture for you, huh? That'll be fun.
Allison starts to cry. Ben looks lost.
Okay, well, I'll meet you in my office.
Okay.
Give you a little time alone there.
Ben stands behind Allison, watching her weep. He half-heartedly pats her on the back.
It's okay.
I can't fucking believe you didn't wear a bag. Who does that?
Why did we go to Costco and buy a year's supply of condoms if you weren't gonna use them, man?
I can't believe you did this. You fucked everything up.
Look, the real point is not to get yourself in this position. That's what you have to realize. You gotta know all the tricks. Like, for example, if a woman's on top, she can't get pregnant. It's just gravity.
Well, that's true. Everyone knows that.
What goes up must come down.
I think it's awesome that you're gonna have a kid, man. Think about it like this. It's just an excuse to play with all your old toys again. You know what I think you should do? Take care of it. Tell me you don't want him to get an A word. Yes, I do, and I won't say it for little baby ears over there, but it rhymes with schmushmorshin. I'm just saying, hold on, Jay, cover your ears. You should get a schmushmorshman at the schmushmorshman clinic. Ben, you cannot let these monsters have any part of your child's life, all right? I'm gonna be there to rear your child.
You hear that, Ben? Don't let him near the kid. He wants to rear your child.
Ben gets up.
Peace. Guys.
What?
Oh, Ben, come on,
Ben. You.
Oh, great. Now he's upset.
I won't let him do it.
Allison, just take care of it. Take care of it, move on. What's going to happen with your career? How are you going to tell them?
Well, I'm not going to tell them for a while. I have a while before I have to say anything.
How could you not tell them?
Well, they're not going to know. I mean, I'm only going to start to show when I'm like, I don't know, 6 months or something, 7 months.
3 months.
No.
3 months. Fat in the face, jowls, fat ass.
Debbie didn't get fat.
Debbie is a freak of nature.
Mom, you know, it's important to me that you be supportive.
I cannot be supportive of this. This is a mistake. This is a big, big mistake. Now, think about your stepsister. Now, you remember what happened with her? She had the same situation as you, and she had it taken care of. And you know what? Now she has a real baby. Honey, this is not the time.
I'm gonna be a grandfather.
You happy about that?
Absolutely. Delighted.
This is a disaster.
No, this is not a disaster.
It is.
An earthquake is a disaster. Your grandmother having Alzheimer's so bad she doesn't even know who the fuck I am. That's a disaster. This is a good thing. This is a blessing.
I had a vision for how my life would go, and this definitely is
not.
Wait,
is this your vision? Are you living your vision right now?
I am kind of living my vision.
Wow, that is sad, I'm telling you. Life doesn't care about your vision, okay? Stuff happens, you just gotta deal with it. You roll with it, that's the beauty of it all.
I just don't get how I tell the kid not to do drugs when I do drugs. I'll feel like a hypocrite.
Well, remember what I told you when you were a teenager?
What did you say?
I said no pills, no powders.
That's right, that's right.
If it grows in the ground, it's probably okay.
I mean, I guess it worked. Like, you told me not to smoke pot all those years, and then I found out you were smoking pot that whole time.
Not the whole time, just in the evenings and all day every weekend. Not that much.
Honestly, though, when you look at me, do you not think at all, like, well, if he just never existed, I would have avoided a massive heap of trouble, you know?
Absolutely not. I love you totally and completely. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
I'm the best thing that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Now I just feel bad for you.
Nighttime, Allison sitting on a stool in the Summerhouse apartment, feverishly pressing the buttons on her cordless phone.
Hello?
Hi, Ben.
Oh. Hey, Allison, how's it going?
Good, good. You know, I was just calling to let you know that I've decided to keep the baby. I'm keeping it.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what's happening with that.
Good, that's good. That's what I was hoping you'd do. So, awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it is good.
Okay, I know we didn't plan this, and you know, neither of us really thought it was going to happen, but life is like that, you know, you can't plan for it, and even if we did plan, life doesn't care about your plans necessarily, and you just kind of have to go with the flow, and
you know, I know my job is to just support you in whatever it is you want to do, and
I'm in, you know, so whatever you want to do, I'm going to do, you know, it's,
I'm on board. Yay!
I really appreciate you saying that.
No problem, you know, so I'll tell you, you know, maybe if you could help me by telling me, like, one thing that I am supposed to do, then that would be good, because I literally have no idea whatsoever.
I have no idea either.
So, do you want to, like, get together and talk about it or something like that?
Yeah, sure.
Like a date? I mean...
Yeah.
Allison heads up the driveway to Ben's house in her car. She's wearing a simple, scoop-necked white top.
Hey.
Hi.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
No problem. Come on in. Everyone, this is Allison.
Hi.
Allie. Hey, Jason, I'm sure you remember.
Yes.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Your body's responding really well to the pregnancy.
Thank you.
It's amazing how fast the milk arrives.
Oh.
How's your sis?
She's good.
Okay, tell her what's up for me.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna go make a protein shake.
And this beautiful young man is Jonah.
Hi.
Hey.
He looks her up and down.
Okay, that's Martin and Jody over there.
Hi.
I need to grab my shirt. You can take a seat if you want. Cool.
She sits in a chair at an octagonal coffee table. Martin and Jody look wasted. Jonah's watching the TV with a clipboard. On the TV, two young women, one topless, are snogging in a swimming pool. Allison appears a little shocked. Jonah shrugs at her.
It's another day at the office.
The topless woman removes the other girl's bikini top.
Do you have any acting experience?
No.
How's it going? You want a toke?
No. I'm good.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Jody.
Yeah, hi.
I heard you were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you scared? Wait, it's gonna come out of me. It's gonna hurt a lot of it. Your vagina. That's so sick.
I don't know.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm okay right now. Thank you.
You must be angry at the baby whenever it steals your food, huh? Like, oh, it's mine, not yours. But, you know, because you're family, you guys share.
Right.
Man, my balls are shaved, my pubes are trimmed, I'm ready to fucking rock this shit.
What the fuck, man? If I go in there and see fucking pubes sprinkled on the toilet seat, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. Last time I went to the bathroom, Jay, I took a shit and my shit looked like a fucking stuffed animal.
You're embarrassing me in company.
You embarrass yourself.
Oh, great. I hope you have a great evening.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
See you guys later.
An Italian restaurant.
The funny thing is, I really had never even thought about having a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, if this hadn't happened, I don't think I would have wanted to have a baby for, like, I don't know, at least 10 years.
At least? God, I mean, I just got used to the, like, notion that someone would even have sex with me. I didn't think this would happen.
A baby clothes shop.
Get ready.
This will be coming out of you in 7 months. This is exactly what our baby will look like.
It's a beautiful picture.
It is. It's not bad. Hello, mommy. Our baby's going to be French-Canadian.
With a little hint of Spanish.
Exactly. I'm not good with accents. Baby books.
Awesome.
What to expect when you're expecting.
What can we expect?
Well, you can't eat sushi. You can't smoke. You can't smoke marijuana. You can't smoke crack. You can't jump on trampolines. This is basically a giant list of things you can't do.
Yeah, it sounds thrilling.
I'm going to be sitting there on the trampoline smoking crack. You're not going to have anything to do. You're going to be bored. But I can't wait to read these, honestly. Seriously, I put these in front of my toilet, though. They'll be read by tomorrow morning. Do you want me to get you that?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, okay, thank cool. you.
No problem. These are heavy.
They're walking around the shopping mall holding hands. Later, Debbie and Pete are in their bathroom. Pete's brushing his teeth in a t-shirt and pajama trousers. Debbie's in a light green dressing gown applying moisturizer.
So what do you think? Should we have sex tonight?
Ugh. Sounds awful. I'm just really constipated. Do you really want to?
Well, now.
Shut up.
It's pretty crazy. Your sister's pregnant.
We have to help her.
I think they'll be fine. They'll work it. Look at us. What happened to us?
We'll help her raise the baby.
Well, fuck.
Ben and Allison are kissing in the summer house.
At least we don't have to use a condom, you know? But we can. I don't. I brought some just in case. I don't have BD or anything. I mean, I thought.
It's not that.
It's just. I thought maybe we could get a little. Fun out of your situation, you know?
Okay, first of all, it's not my situation. It's our situation.
I know, of course.
And just because I'm pregnant, I'm not some ruined woman and all romance goes out the door.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's just, I like you a lot. That's all this is. That's.
She takes his hand and they sit on the bed.
I like you too.
Sweet.
A little so far. I mean, we have 7 months before the baby comes. We don't have to rush it.
Yeah.
We should really just try to get to know each other and give this a real shot. You know, we got ourselves into this situation. We kind of have to.
For the baby, right?
Exactly.
He nods wisely.
Okay, if this was our second date, what would you do?
BJ. If I'm just being honest, I would probably. I told my roommates I thought I was going to get a BJ, so.
You know what? For the sake of getting to know one another, can you not talk like
that? Yeah, I can do that. I'm really nervous.
I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
They sigh and look round a little awkwardly, then kiss.
You're a sweet guy, right?
I think I am, yeah.
Don't fuck me over, okay?
I wouldn't do that. Just so you know, I'm the guy girls fuck over. I'm that guy, so you don't fuck me over, okay?
Okay.
I couldn't take it. I can't raise this baby alone.
They share a stronger kiss. Next morning in the main house, Ben is sitting at the breakfast table with Allison, Debbie, Pete and the girls. Debbie takes a long drink from a blue mug. The youngest, curly-haired daughter speaks.
Who's he?
I'm Ben Stone.
He's my boyfriend.
That's nice.
I've never met him before.
Well, he's a new boyfriend.
But a boyfriend.
So he came over for breakfast because he's your new boyfriend?
Yeah, he came from his house. Drove over to our house because he thought it would be fun to have breakfast with us. So he drove his car from his house to our house to have breakfast.
Because he likes breakfast so much.
I love breakfast.
You guys want to hear something neat? We're going to have a baby together.
What?
Yeah, baby.
Well, you're not married. Aren't you supposed to be married to have a baby?
You don't have to be.
But they should be, because they love each other, and people who love each other get married and have babies.
Mm-hmm. Where do babies come from?
Where do you think they come from?
Well, I think a stork, he drops it down, and then a hole goes in your body, and there's blood everywhere coming out of your head, and then you push your belly button, and then your butt falls off, and then you hold your butt, and you have to dig, and you'll find a little baby.
That's exactly right.
In the garden.
Okay, well, I feed your bear the grass. Okay. Now, what your bear would also like to do with some grass. Smoke it.
What do you think of him? He's funny, right?
They watch from the porch.
Mm-hmm. Fetch. All right, bring it back.
He's playing fetch with my kids. He's treating my kids like they're dogs.
No, he's not.
Go get it. Fetch.
He's fetch the
All
kids.
Right.
He's trying. He's making an effort.
Bring it back.
He's overweight. Where does that end? How old is he?
23.
Looks 33. Can barely get in and out of that little house. Imagine how much bigger he's gonna get. That means he has bad genes. Your kid is gonna be overweight.
Shit. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Whoa.
He falls off the edge of the kid's trampoline.
Just give him a break.
The older daughter throws a beach ball at him.
Okay, I'll try.
Then Pete and Ben are sitting on a bench in a children's playground. The elder daughter has a bubble maker.
They seem to love bubbles.
Oh, God, they go apeshit over bubbles.
Really go on apeshit.
I mean, that's an incredible thing about a child. I mean, what's so great about bubbles?
They float, you can pop them. I mean, I get it.
I wish I liked anything as much as my kids like bubbles.
That's sad.
It's totally sad. Their smiling faces just point out your inability to enjoy anything.
Am I gonna be okay, man?
Oh, who knows? Is anybody okay? I'm not okay. You're asking the wrong guy. Just don't ask me to lend you any money, you know?
Can I just have some?
No.
Ben and his mates are playing table tennis outside his house.
I have 15 years of tennis lessons.
And 12 years of sucking dick lessons.
So? I can't ref the next games, by the way. I gotta go meet gynecologists with Allison. She doesn't like her gynecologist.
You think she likes you?
She's trying to.
Yeah. She's entertaining the idea.
Exactly.
Of liking you.
I'll take that.
Yeah, well, she's bringing you to the gynecologist. She must like you.
That's pretty good, I think.
You know who I'd like to get pregnant? Is that Felicity Huffman, man. Ever since Trans America, I can't get her out of my mind.
Okay, guys. I hate to crack the whip, but it's kind of business meeting time. I need moolah. When do you think we can launch this site?
Jeez.
Look, man, you can't rush this. You know what happens to these sites when they go up and they don't function well? They die.
Seriously, guys, let's say I want to launch today. Let's start. Let's use that as a jumping off point. Let's make this happen. What can we do?
Look, man, I didn't go to Yale so I could work 12 hours a day.
I thought you went to Santa Monica City College.
I went where I went, Jason.
I'm not asking you to work 12 hours a day. I mean, you guys watch movies without nudity in them.
I'll tell you what, man, we could probably get it online in 3 months.
Thank you. Yes, 3 months.
Come on, Jason. Fuck off!
Yeah, well, you still have a little dick, Cartman.
A Chinese-American gynecologist.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
I have on occasion.
On occasion when? When was the last time you had one cig? You know, one, you know, little. I need to know, or I will not be your doctor.
In the gym.
How you doing?
Breathing like James Gandolfini over here. Slow down, man. You're making me look like a jackass.
How long have your kids been married?
We're not.
No.
You're single?
She's not single. She's just not married.
Are you two together?
In a kitchen.
Hey, you want to trade boyfriends? Just kidding. Kind of.
Ooh. How? That is not your vagina. That's your asshole. That happens about 5 times a day.
Are you sure you don't want to come paintballing?
Have fun, guys. Seriously. Right. Watch the eyes. I don't want to go. I swear to God, I want to see Breathless at the LACMA.
Allison's watching TV.
Boobs! Boobs, boobs, boobs!
Pause it,
boobs and bush!
Pause it.
Boobs and bush! Good boobs.
Those are good ones. We're like 35 seconds in. Right, nice. In the beginning credits. Credit bush. You never get opening credit bush.
I know, it's so crazy.
No!
Jesus.
How many doctors are there in your practice? Just because I'm sort of looking for a more personal experience. I want to make sure that you're my doctor on the day. And...
yeah, I understand. We have three other doctors in the practice, but I'm your man, okay? I don't take vacations. I hate Hawaii. I went to the Caribbean when I was 14, and I'm never going back.
I feel really good about this. I think we found our doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah, are you serious right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Wow.
You look relieved.
I am very relieved. I can't imagine meeting any more of you people.
You're being dramatic. We didn't need that many.
Captions, 16 weeks. In the TV studio, Allison's being fitted with a belt by a dark-haired woman.
Ooh. Do they know?
Pardon?
The belly.
Oh, yeah. The donuts they call to me.
Hey, Allison.
Great job.
Thanks.
For you.
You're pregnant, aren't you?
What?
I mean, you put on like 8 pounds, 9. It's all in your uterus.
Oh, shit. I haven't told them. Do you think they're going to be mad? I'm like really chickening out about this.
It's okay. We can hide this. We'll dress you in black, and we'll emphasize your boobs.
Awesome.
I mean, your boobs are going to be big.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be, like, scary big. But then they'll go down, and then they'll stay down.
Just don't say anything, okay? Please don't
oh,
say
no,
anything.
Oh, no, I won't. Just tell them. They'll be cool. Everybody loves somebody pregnant.
Ben's with Debbie and Pete at their house.
Ooh, did you see the sex offender website? These are all the sex offenders in our neighborhood.
Looks like your computer has chicken pox.
Those are sex offenders. These people live in our neighborhood.
Well, I'll skip their houses when we're trick-or-treating. What do you want me to do? Form a posse? Got your six-shooter on you? I got my lynching rope.
You shouldn't take it so lightly.
I don't take it lightly. You know, I'm not gonna go over to any of these people's houses and say, hey, you mind, can you babysit?
If I didn't care about these things, you wouldn't care about anything. Care more.
You're so concerned with stuff. Like, don't get them vaccinated. Don't let them eat fish. There's mercury in the water. Jesus, how much Dateline NBC can you watch?
I know we're supposed to be nice with each other right now, but I'm having a really hard time. I'm struggling with it right now.
What am I doing?
Because I want to rip your fucking head off because you're so fucking stupid. This is scary. Mm-hmm. These are our children. Mm-hmm. You fucking dipshit. Mm-hmm. God, you...
I literally am at a point where I don't know what I can say.
So I'm the bad guy because I'm trying to protect our kids from child molesters and mercury. And you're cool because you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that it?
Pretty much.
God, you're an asshole.
Don't do this in front of Ben.
I don't give a shit about Ben.
Sorry, Ben.
It's okay. I didn't think she did anyway.
Hey, come on. Let's go.
Oh, I can't go. This band is doing a showcase out in the valley. I gotta go.
It's Saturday.
He shrugs at her.
I gotta go.
You don't want to know the sex of the baby? That's no fun.
Ben knows, but I've sworn him to secrecy.
Well, I'll get it out of him.
No!
In a baby shop, Ben picks up a box for a baby Bjorn carrier showing a young couple and child.
Hey, think we'll ever be as happy as baby Bjorn couple is?
We are that happy.
Yeah, you look happy.
Which is awesome, because I never like guys like you. It's great.
I keep saying that, I know.
This is it. This is perfect.
A cot.
Nice. Holy shit, it's $1,400.
We can just borrow yours. Is that okay?
No, you need your own crib.
You know, there's one of these lying in an alley behind my house, and we could just grab that. Just rub Purell all over it.
You know what? Let me buy it. I need to get you a baby present anyway, and I would love to get it for you.
No.
I'm serious. I want to.
No. It's too much.
Shh. Yes. We'll take it, obviously. I mean, don't insult the woman. She wants to get us a gift.
Right.
Want to buy me some new shoes? What else can I squeeze out of you? Xbox 360, Xbox 360.
Outside, two women and a guy rush up to Allison.
Hey.
Hi.
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 How are you?
So good to see you.
I've been watching you on E! It's the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's been super exciting, just crazy busy. I'm so sorry I haven't called.
Oh, it's fine. And hi, I'm Ashley.
This is my friend Ben.
I'm Ben.
I went to school with Allison.
Oh.
So, okay, so is Debbie having another baby?
No, Allison is.
What? I just saw you a couple months ago. You're pregnant?
It was a big surprise.
It's a really funny story, actually. If you got a second to hear
not
it.
Not really funny. It's not funny. It's
let just... them be the judge, okay? Good. I think it's funny. You know, they say don't drink and drive.
Uh-huh.
Don't drink and bone.
Wow.
Okay.
In a record shop.
Yeah, I mean, she was acting weird, and I really think it's just because, like, you know, I haven't made an honest woman out of her. She's carrying my bastard child. No one wants that.
What I did. I mean, I married Debbie when she got pregnant.
You think she's, like, hiding me? Like, she's, like, embarrassed by me or something like that?
Probably. I'd hide you.
How much do wedding rings cost?
I mean, it really depends, you know? I think you're supposed to spend, like, 3 months' pay on a ring.
Well, that'll be easy. I don't make any money.
Really? I thought there was a lot of money in porn.
God, it's not porn, okay? All we do is we show you what nude scenes are in what movies.
Well, like Mr. Skin?
Who's Mr. Skin?
Dude, Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin?
Later.
No! We've wasted 14 months of our lives.
This is exactly the same as our site. How the fuck did this happen?
Mr. Skin, that's even a better name than ours.
Well, fuck me in the beard.
Dude, they got the top 10 group shower scenes. Why didn't you think of that, Jay? Don't put this on me.
God damn it.
Well, shit, I saw it online at one point, but I guess I didn't connect the dots.
What are we gonna do now?
All we need to do is think of a new, better idea that no one else has thought of already.
Oh, dude, Spider-Man 3 starts in 8 minutes.
Shit. Don't worry, man, we'll figure it out.
Jay remains with Ben, who sits and tokes on a joint.
You know what? I think just because this site exists doesn't mean our site won't work necessarily. Good things come in pairs, man, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Volcano Dante's Peak. Deep Impact Armageddon, right? Wyatt Earp Tombstone.
Panda Express Yoshinoya Beef Bowl.
Exactly. We can work together. This can help us, if anything, I think.
We're fine. We're golden.
In the summer house.
Look, Allison, I'm sure this isn't how you pictured it being exactly, and it's not how I wanted it to be, but that is why I'm presenting you this empty box. It's a promise, Allison. It's a promise that one day I will fill this box with a ring that you deserve, a beautiful ring. And I can't afford it yet. I've picked it out already, though. And it's at De Beers, and it's really nice. So basically, I'm asking you, will you marry me? Because I'm in love with you.
I love you, too.
Really? Man, that's so nice to hear. That's the first time a girl's ever said that to me, so.
But here's the thing.
There's a thing.
I don't really know yet what that love means, you know? Just because it's so new and it's so exciting and it's great. And I don't know, we've only known each other 17 weeks, so it's...
Okay. Look, I thought you felt weird that we're having a baby and we're not engaged or anything. I'm gonna get off my knee.
Yeah.
It's hurting a little bit.
No, I'm okay with that. You know, we're just doing what we can. We're making the best of it. And I don't want us to put any more pressure on ourselves than we already have.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Are you okay? I don't want to hurt you.
No. Honestly, I just wanted to do right by you, you know? So if you don't want to, that's totally cool, you know?
Okay. I really do love you.
I know, thanks. You mentioned that, it's nice.
She gives him a meaningful kiss. Then she's sitting in Debbie's bed eating ice cream.
Ben proposed to me.
What?
I did. It was really sweet. I kind of feel a little bit bad about it. He was, like, wearing this great little button-down. He tucked his shirt in. He got down on one knee. It was so sweet. He didn't have an actual ring. No, it was just an empty box. But, you know, he had this whole spiel about when he has the money, he's going to buy me the ring that I deserve, and...
The box was just empty?
I mean, he can't afford a ring, so...
So he got down on one knee and gave you an empty box?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Get over it. It was sweet. I'm telling you, if you'd been there, you would have probably cried.
You need to train him.
Huh?
Oprah said that when two people meet, they are forced to point out each other's differences and flaws.
I thought you were supposed to just accept people for who they are, love them anyway.
You criticize them a lot. And then they get so down on themselves that they're forced to change.
Really? You don't think that would just make it worse? I'd be like naggy.
And then in the end, they thank you for it. You can't commit to him. You can't make a commitment to him. You don't even know him. I don't even know Pete after 10 years.
What?
I don't know what he's up to. He's miserable.
Why do you say that?
I think he's cheating on me.
What?
He's always going off to these business meetings at odd hours, and then I try to call him on his cell phone, and he says that he's in bad cell phone reception areas when he's in good cell phone reception areas.
Maybe he's working late. You know, I mean, maybe he's just working really hard to sign a new great band or something. I can't imagine Pete doing
something
like that.
There's no part of you that thinks that maybe he's a dirty little scumbag?
No.
I think he might be. Memory Spy web memory software. Locate history files, websites visited, hidden downloads, searches, email history. Memory Spy. See you hide from me now, little man.
A sonographic fetal image, captions 24 weeks. Allison, Ben, Debbie, and Pete are sitting in a smart restaurant.
So you're not even gonna tell him?
No. You know, I don't have to tell him. It's illegal for them to fire me over it anyway. And I get 3 months maternity leave if I stay, so I'm just, you know, not gonna tell him.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, I like it.
It is a good plan until her water breaks all over Robert De Niro's shoes. My shoes, hey, there's all this baby goo on it.
These shoes? Hey, on these shoes? Did you puke on my shoes?
Did your water break
on my shoes? Did you puke on my shoes?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it weird, though, when you have a kid and all your dreams and hopes just go right out the window?
What changed for you? What went out the window? What plans? You do everything exactly the same.
No, I mean, I love what I'm doing. No, like, say, you know, before you're married and have children, you want to go live in India for a year. You can do it, but you can't do it once you have a family.
You want to go live in India?
I don't want to go live in India.
Do you want to go to India? Go to India. Seriously, go to India.
What about you? Do you want to go to India?
I'm not going to India. You can go to India.
I get what he's talking about. You know, honestly, like, when I found out about, I totally, like, I just had this flash of me, like, in a white Ford Bronco, and I'm just hauling ass for Canada, man, and the through the choppers tape and the whole thing, and I bust through the border, and I'm a free man. That's all I kept thinking, man. You know what I'm saying? It was a flash.
Wait, what do you mean?
What are you, don't look at me. I mean, we could talk about our fears here. I mean, yeah, I mean, honestly, like if Doc Brown screeched up in front of you in the DeLorean, whoosh, opened the doors, like, hey, Allison, come on, I got the car here. What do you want to do? No part of your brain would have been like, you know, maybe we'll go back to that night and I would maybe put a condom on Ben's dick. That would be not, you never got that flash?
No, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Exactly. You wouldn't do that?
I don't know who Doc Brown is. What are you talking about?
Doc Brown is the guy who's Christopher Lloyd. He invented the DeLorean, the time machine. He's the one who made
what?
The time machine.
It's the time machine. Everyone has the time machine image.
Hey, I have a really good idea. Why don't the two of you get into your time machine, go back in time and fuck each other?
Who needs a time machine?
This is my time machine.
I'm gonna throw you my DeLorean, gun it to 88.
You are a funny motherfucker, man. Jesus. How could you fight with him? Look at his face. I just want to kiss it. I think he's cute.
I like the way you move.
Ben slaps the table.
This is fun. We should do this more, I think. I mean, like the most fun I've had in a really long time.
At his house, Ben and Allison are in bed making love.
Come on, harder.
I can't do it harder.
Why? Come on. Come on, just do it deeper.
I can't.
Oh, why?
I poke the baby if I go deeper.
Oh, come on, just do it.
Please don't yell at me. Please.
Oh, what? The doctor and Debbie said it's fine. Come on.
Look, can we change positions?
What?
I'm going to crush the baby. I know it.
This is ridiculous. Why are we
all... There's no shell in there, you know?
Millions of people have sex when they're pregnant. This,
I don't know
how it works. It just works, okay? Just do it.
It's all I'm thinking of is that I weigh over 200 pounds.
Just get over it.
I can't do it. Can you just get on top? It's all all I see is our baby getting poked in the face by my penis.
Trust me, you're not even close.
Okay, well, thanks.
Come on, fine.
Okay, fine.
Then she's on top, straddling him.
Oh,
I can't focus like this. I look disgusting from this angle. I can feel you looking up at my chins. I know I look gross.
No, you look beautiful. Your chin looks so skinny.
Boobs are all like squishy and they're flopping around. I can feel it and it's distracting.
No, it's
It's all National Geographic.
Okay. Do you want to do doggy style?
No, I do not want you to fuck me like a dog.
If I'm not fucking you like a dog, it's doggy style. It's just the style. It's not like a dog. I don't have to go outside or anything. Here we go.
Okay.
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 Okay, is it good?
Yeah.
Should I go slower?
Yeah, no, that's okay, good.
Faster.
Harder.
Just tell me when you're close.
Go harder.
Okay.
Oh,
God. Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, my
what
God.
Happened?
The baby, it kicked my hand.
Oh, no, no, it always kicks.
No.
No, it's fine.
Not like this.
It's
no,
fine.
No, no,
no.
This,
just keep going.
It was a warning kick.
Fine.
This was a bad kick.
It's fine.
Look, my dick must be like an inch away from its face, and it's coming, just coming in at its face. What if it kicked because it didn't like it? I can't do that to our baby. That's the first thing it's going to see.
What are you talking about?
It's having the baby between, you know, us. It just makes it weird. I'm sorry. It just freaks me out a bit. It's a little weird.
I've totally lost it.
You totally lost it?
I've lost it.
Okay.
Great. You know what? Just forget.
Okay.
Get it.
Okay, fine.
Don't worry. I won't make you do this again.
Shit.
Later, he's in the living room lighting a bong. Allison's asleep in his bed. Suddenly, the whole house shakes violently. Allison sits up in shock. The drawers fall out of the dresser next to her. Allison follows Ben out.
Oh my God! Oh no!
Oh God, that was horrible. That was so horrible.
Hey, you're fine,
when
man.
Will it be light out?
Take it easy.
When will it be light out?
Hey, did anybody turn off the gas?
I didn't do it.
Oh, motherfucker.
Hey, Marty.
Yeah.
This is my friend Alex. She's a pretty incredible person.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Whoa, dude. Not cool, Martin.
That wasn't.
Hey, are you serious, Howard Hughes?
What happened?
Nothing happened.
Where were you?
Look, I forgot you were sleeping over. I'm sorry. Ready?
Yeah, because you're getting high off your huge bong. How am I supposed to be comfortable with the idea that you can take care of me and the baby if you are always getting high?
Oh, you want me to stop smoking pot because there's an earthquake once every 10 years? That makes no sense, Allison. Look, okay, oh, you're being irrational. Just relax, okay? We're all scared, you know? You just... Oh, shit, the cops.
He throws his bong behind him.
California, eh?
Later, Allison's sitting on Ben's bed amongst the mess created by the earthquake. She pulls a piece of paper out from under the bits and pieces and looks down at it. It's a bank statement showing that Ben has $117 left in his account. Ben hasn't noticed what she's doing.
You know, it's times like this, I'm glad I don't have nice things. It's a big mess, but there's only like $50 worth of shit here, and that's kind of the good thing. You know, my dad told me don't move to Northridge, but you figure, like, what are the chances of that happening twice, you know? But
what is this?
It's a ninja weapon. Hope this place doesn't get condemned. That would suck.
She peers into a paper shopping bag and pulls out a handful of the baby books, which have the titles The Expectant Father and The Birth Partner. She glances wearily at Ben, then dumps the books back into the bag with a shake of her head. Another fetal ultrasound image has the captions 28 weeks. Daytime. At his house, Ben's sitting at a breakfast bar eating fast food. Allison's at a desk in her office.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
You.
Hi. So, listen, will you do me a big favor? Debbie wants us to come over and have dinner tonight. She thinks Pete is cheating on her.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she saw one of his emails, and...
Oh, man.
There's an address. Ugh.
That sounds terrible. I don't want to do that.
Ben, come on.
He's not cheating on her.
How do you know?
I just know.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure he's not cheating.
Are you really?
No. It actually kind of makes sense that he would cheat.
Why?
Because Debbie's a pain in the ass and Pete's awesome.
Well, why don't you just come over then, and we'll just defuse the situation a little.
I'm just saying, the music industry is different now. You can't... Steely Dan would never even have a chance.
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
They're incredible.
They really aren't good, man.
Old Steely Dan.
If I ever listen to Steely Dan, I want you to slice my head off with an Al Jarreau LP.
Oh, I should get going. I'm supposed to see this band tonight in Hollywood. Actually, they're playing in Laurel Canyon, so I'll call you, because the reception's terrible over there.
Okay.
So. And I don't want you to worry, because I know you worry. I'm just gonna jump in the shower. It would be terrible if I smelled worse than the band.
Okay. Have fun.
All right.
Debbie stares at Ben.
You guys are crazy. He's acting totally normal and hilarious.
Nighttime. In her car, Debbie pulls up outside a large suburban house. Allison's next to her. Ben's in the back seat. Debbie gets out with an expression of fixed concentration.
She doesn't have a gun, does she?
No. I don't think so.
Allison starts to get out of the car too. Debbie pushes open the front door of the house and enters the shadowy hallway. Ben and Allison are just behind her.
Looks like no one's home.
Why was the door unlocked? Weird.
Debbie heads further into the house. Allison folds her arms. Ben shuts the door with a frown. Debbie moves up the staircase past framed family photos on the wall.
Cheating, it shouldn't be like this.
Well, maybe he should have thought of that before he was cheating.
Pete!
Stop it.
Coughed. What do you want from me?
There's nobody up there.
Thank you.
I guess I was wrong.
I told you. Can we get out of here, please?
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Debbie creeps down a dark corridor. Allison starts to follow with Ben behind them, shaking his head. Debbie opens a set of double doors onto a living room where a dozen middle-aged men, some in baseball shirts and caps, are sitting in a group holding clipboards.
Carlos Delgado.
Excellent choice. Too bad I got him 3 rounds ago.
You're still on the clock.
Oh, shit!
You gotta do something.
Yeah. Hideki Matsui.
You just took my whole outfield.
Sorry, Charlie.
What is this?
Debbie.
What the fuck is this?
It's our fantasy baseball draft. We said no wives.
Your fantasy what?
It's our draft. The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
Utterly downcast, Debbie leaves.
Shit. Hey, Pete, don't let the door hit you in the vagina on the way out. Come on, who's going?
Prince, you're on the clock.
I should have told you.
What else have you been lying about?
Nothing's that
different. That guy said, don't let the door hit in the vagina on the way out.
Yeah, I heard him.
That was hilarious.
It's just that I know you've been mad because I've been working so much and I didn't want to upset you.
I wouldn't be mad. I don't get mad.
It's a fantasy baseball draft. I'm not cheating or anything.
No, this is worse.
How is this worse?
This is you wanting to be with your friends more than your family.
Look, the reason I make that up is because if I told you what I was really doing, you would just get mad. So you think I'm seeing a band, I do my fantasy draft and it's win-win.
Well, what'd you do last Wednesday night when you said you went to see a band?
I went to the movies.
With who?
By myself.
What'd you see?
Spider-Man 3.
Why do you want to go by yourself? Why didn't you ask me to go?
Because I needed to get away, you know, with work and you and the kids. Sometimes I just need some time to myself.
I need time for myself. I want time for myself, too. You're not the only one.
It's not that big of a deal.
I like Spider-Man.
Okay, so let's see Spider-Man 3 next week.
I don't want to go see it now. Whoa. I don't want to have to ask you to ask me. I want you to just come up with it on your own.
I don't even know what to say. What do you want me to do?
You just think because you don't yell that you're not mean. But this is mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm being honest. You're telling me I need to be honest.
No, you're not. You're lying.
I'm doing it because I need to keep my sanity a little bit.
You know what? I don't want you at the house anymore, okay?
Come on.
She walks away.
Shit, she's coming back.
Daytime, in Allison's car.
How can we go to the gynecologist so often? It's like, I bet we have to go so much so we can pay for that $300,000 machine here.
But I cannot stop thinking about what an asshole Pete is.
It's a little strong, I would say.
Really? Because that had to be one of the most selfish things I've ever witnessed.
It's understandable, I would say. I mean, I think it's kind of funny.
What's funny about it?
Well, you won't laugh now, I wouldn't imagine. But, you know, the situation, we break into the stranger's house thinking you were going to find him sleeping with a woman, and it's a bunch of nerds playing fantasy baseball. I mean, if you saw that, like, on television, you would laugh.
Is that what you think? Is that what you want to do, Ben?
I don't even like baseball. I'm just saying, when you're a guy, and you know, you have a family and you have responsibility, you lose that male camaraderie, and I get that. I totally understand where he's coming from.
Why do guys always go to that place? You miss male camaraderie. What do I give a shit? Go hang out with your bearded freak friends. I don't care.
You want to hang out with guys that look like the shoe bomber? It's all on you, man.
Well, what the fuck am I supposed to say to that?
You should just support me, you know? You should just support everything I say, because at this juncture in my life, I'm allowed to be wrong.
So if you're wrong, I have to support
yes.
it? I can't tell
yes.
you that you're acting
no.
like a lunatic?
No.
No, okay.
Oh, that's helpful. You have to do nothing.
I've sacrificed a lot of shit
here.
To
you haven't
do this.
Sacrificed
I haven't.
Anything.
No,
I've had
I
to
haven't.
Sacrifice my job, my body, my youth, my vagina.
You sacrificed your
yes,
vagina?
Yes, it will never look the same after this.
Well, fine. I'm so I'll pay for vaginal reconstructive surgery.
You can't pay for shit. You can barely buy spaghetti.
You're right. Fine. Okay.
You know what? Get out of the car.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you not threaten me?
You just get out of the fucking car.
I'm not gonna get out of the car in the middle of nowhere. No.
Get out of the car.
No.
I own this car. Get out of my car.
No.
Get out of my car.
No.
Get out of my fucking car!
Allison's wide-eyed and open-mouthed. Ben wearily takes off his seatbelt and gets out. Allison shuts her eyes and hangs her head. Ben knocks on the window.
Can you let me back in the car, please? Have you calmed down? Did you take a breath?
He opens the door slightly.
I have no clue where we are. Fine, go.
He stands in the middle of the road. The red car pulls away.
Great.
Ben trudges along in between the lanes of slow-moving traffic. Then Allison's standing on a set of scales in a prenatal clinic. A blonde female doctor in a flowery blouse adjusts the scales in front of a notice board covered in baby photos.
You know what, maybe I should take my shoes off. Or my belt buckle. My belt buckle's huge.
Don't worry about gaining weight. Your baby wants you to gain a whole mess of weight.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, you take off earrings, too. They weigh, what, 80 pounds? They're made out of moon rocks, aren't they?
Do not make fun of me. Okay, I am hormonal, I am terrified, and I am falling apart, so stop treating everything like it's a big joke.
Okay, I'm sorry you're freaking out, but I just walked 3 fucking miles through Koreatown to get here. Sorry if I'm trying to lighten the mood
well,
a little.
Well, don't, okay? You can't take anything seriously. You didn't even read the baby books.
I didn't read the baby book. What's gonna happen? How did anyone ever give birth without a baby book? That's right, the ancient Egyptians fucking engraved what to expect when you're expecting on the pyramid walls. I forgot about that. Who gives a flying fuck about the baby book?
It just shows your lack of commitment, Ben, that you're not in this with me.
Did you just say my lack of commitment? Because that's what it sounded like. It almost seems as though you forgot I proposed to you like an asshole, and you said no to me.
If you feel that way, you should just go. Really, just go. Because we didn't mean to do this together, okay? And we tried to make it work, and that was good, I suppose. But it doesn't work. Because we are 2 completely different people. And I think it would just be easier for both of us if we stopped fooling ourselves.
You know, I know this isn't you talking, it's your hormones, but I would just like to say, fuck you, hormones! You are a crazy bitch, hormones! Not Allison, hormones! Fuck them! It's a girl, buy some pink shit.
Nice. You are such an asshole. You know what? Go fuck your fucking bong, you fuck!
I will fuck my bong, doggy style, for once.
Ben flips her the middle finger as he goes.
Are you ready?
Allison puts on her best smile for the doctor.
I'm really sorry about all that. That was really inappropriate.
Oh, no, it's okay. It happens all the time here. It's
okay,
fine.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel so stupid.
No,
then.
No,
okay.
Not at all.
In a bar.
Totally know what you're talking about, man. Like, if I wrote out the list of shit Allison doesn't let me do, like, it would be endless. Don't smoke pot. Don't have samurai swords in your room. Don't have illegal grow operations in the house. I mean, like, I could go on all fucking day. Have I told her to stop doing anything ever? No.
Marriage is like that show Everybody Loves Raymond, but it's not funny. All the problems are the same, but it's, you know, instead of all the funny, pithy dialogue, everybody's just really pissed off and tense. Marriage is like an unfunny, tense version of Everybody Loves Raymond, but it doesn't last 22 minutes.
He picks up his drink.
That's forever.
Let's get out of here, man. Honestly, like, let's just go. Let's go to Vegas.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
At the summer house, Allison's lying on her bed watching a birthing video. Debbie enters.
Get up.
What?
We're not gonna do this.
What?
Seriously.
Debbie switches the TV off.
What are you doing?
We have to go do something and have fun.
I'm just so tired.
I know you're tired. But we're gonna be untired. We're gonna go live.
Ugh, I hate you so much sometimes.
We're gonna be positive Positive, positive, positive. Up!
How many Red Bulls have you had?
I've had about 3 Red Bulls in the last 15 minutes. And I feel fabulous. We're gonna create a new life, and it's gonna be awesome. Get up! Let's go!
Ben's outside his house.
Since when do we lock this fucking thing? Come on!
Pete's standing behind him. The door opens. Jason appears, looking the worse for wear.
We can't go, dude. Sorry.
Holy crap! What happened?
You got pink eye.
Were you giving each other butterfly kisses or something?
Ha ha ha. Very funny. That's not how you get pink eye. You get it from poo particles making their way into your ocular cavities.
Hey, Ben.
Yo.
How's it going? I farted on Jason's pillow as a practical joke. He farted on Jonah's, thinking it was mine, and then eventually pink-eyed my pillow. Not proud of any of this, but I think we've all forgiven each other. But we can't go anywhere.
Wait, you can get pink eye from farting in a pillow?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, but you gotta be bare-assed.
Jesus, Martin got it bad. What, someone take a dump right in your eye?
No. No pink eye for me. I'm just really high.
Well, stay back, guys. I gotta get my suit, okay?
Out of you. Pete remains on the front step.
Are you Debbie's husband?
Yeah.
The door shut in his face. Pete and Ben are suited up in Pete's car.
This is fun.
This is great.
It's just fun, man.
We're gonna have the best time ever.
We make a good team, man.
Yep. It's like, I can't come here with Debbie. She wouldn't understand if she doesn't understand. It's like she wants to hold me in, and she was telling Allison she could train you.
You think she could train me?
Yeah, like you're running the Triple Crown.
She can't train this. I'm like Siegfried and Roy's Bangle. You think I'm trained? I'll bite your fucking face off.
Right.
In front of a crowd, baby.
This is better. Besides, I don't know if I have enough of these babies to go around.
Oh my God, are these mushrooms?
I got them from a roadie for the Black Crows.
I'm eating them.
Well, no. Save it. I got tickets to Cirque du Soleil.
You do? No, you don't.
I swear to God, man.
Holy shit.
See? I see the beam of light.
There it is, baby!
Woohoo! You're so money, you don't even know how much money you
Your
have.
Your money, baby! Your money!
Woo! They're sitting in a lap dancing club with a pair of strippers straddling them.
I love Vegas, man.
It's the greatest place on earth.
It's really amazing
Whoa,
here.
You got my tie!
This is awful!
His face is wedged in the girl's butt.
That's how you get pink eye.
Outside a nightclub, a bouncer lets a couple of girls in ahead of the waiting line. Debbie and Allison approach in their party dresses.
Hi.
What's up? End of the line, please.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Look, we're at capacity, okay? We'll let some people in when it clears out a little. You get right in if you go back to end of the line.
We come here all the time. It's not a big deal. It doesn't really look that crowded in there.
Hey, look, I don't make the rules.
Please.
No. Hey, what's up, shorty? What's up, pretty girls? See y'all when y'all get out.
Debbie watches open-mouthed.
What was that? What the fuck was that?
It is what it is, sweetie. Now, can you step to the back, please?
You don't need to call me sweetie.
Yeah, maybe you should listen to
your
friend.
No, you don't need to call me sweetie.
Like, you want to come in, you're going to have to go to the end of the line. Wait, like everybody else.
I'm not going to go to the end of the fucking line. Who the fuck are you? I have just as much of a right to be here as any of these little skanky girls. What, am I not skanky enough for you? You want me to hike up my fucking skirt? What the fuck is your problem? I'm not going anywhere. You're just some roided out freak with a fucking clipboard and your stupid little fucking rope. You know what? You may have power now, but you're not God. You're a doorman, okay? You're a doorman. 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 Doorman! So, fuck you, you fucking fag with your fucking little faggy gloves.
The bouncer takes her to one side and has a shifty glance at the nearby queue.
I know. You're right. I'm so sorry. I fucking hate this job. I don't want to be the one to pass judgment, decide who gets in. Shit makes me sick in my stomach. I get the runs from the stress. It's not because you're not hot. I would love to tap that ass. I would tear that ass up. I can't let you in because you're old as fuck. For this club, not, you know, for the earth.
What?
You old, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy. I'm only allowed to let in 5% black people. He said that, 5%. That means if it's 25 people here, I get to let in 1 1/4 black people. So I got a hope it's a black midget in the crowd.
Now I feel guilty. I'm sorry.
Why y'all want to be in here anyway? Y'all need to be at a yoga class or something. What the fuck is she doing at the club? That's not even good parenting right there. Your old ass should know better than that.
Oh, God.
In Vegas.
The mushrooms kicked in yet?
They're heading past a swimming pool holding long-necked bottles with straws in. They walk slowly on. Inside the Treasure Island Hotel, they're sitting in the audience of the brightly colored Cirque du Soleil show. Four acrobats climb up tall, thin poles wearing face-like masks on the backs of their heads.
This was a great idea.
This is the best idea I've ever had in my life.
Two muscular men perform graceful balancing acts.
What are they gonna do? What in the world are they doing?
If I shaved my stomach and my chest, I would look exactly like that. Those guys are at work right now.
What'd you do today? I just lifted my brother.
Don't applaud, he'll fall.
One of the men's upside down, his head's on the foot of the other guy.
I'm freaking out right now, man. The mushrooms are turning on me.
A man dressed as a baby is bouncing a large orange.
I am not your papa. I can't deal with this shit, man.
Ben starts to leave.
Hold up.
The sisters are sitting on the pavement of a deserted street.
It's over.
What's over?
My youth.
Oh, don't say that. It's true.
I just want to dance. I love dancing.
So dance.
I can't dance. I'm embarrassed.
I should be embarrassed. I'm a fucking whale and I'm trying to get into some stupid club and...
No, you look beautiful. And you're young, and you're tall, and you got the good lips and boobs, and you're young still. I'm gonna be alone.
Debbie, no, you're not.
I am. Oh, God. Fucking men. I get worse looking, and he gets better looking, and it's so fucking unfair. Oh, fuck. We should go. The babysitter always gets mad when we come home past 12. She's such a pissy little high school cunt.
In a Vegas hotel room.
Let's move, then. Come on. Jessica, can you get these plates?
This isn't funny.
On the table, please?
Guys, 12 kids, it's not funny. This is a sick movie. That's a lot of responsibility to be joking about. That's not funny. I gotta turn this off. It's freaking me out.
There are five different types of chairs in this hotel room.
Holy fuck, what are they all doing in here?
These are five different types of chairs.
Get them out of here, man. This is too many chairs for one room.
There's a guy that works for this hotel. His whole job is to find chairs. Look at this one. Look at it. It's gold and red and it's kind of shiny thread. Unbelievable. It is beautiful and it feels amazing.
The tall one's gawking at me and the short one's being very droll. I don't like them.
Oh, wow.
It's weird that chairs even exist when you're not sitting on them.
I'm up high. I'm really high up.
I should have read the baby books.
Why didn't you read the baby books?
Because then it's real, you know?
Dude, it's real whether or not you read those books. That baby's coming. Oh, man.
Think they'll take us back?
Yes. But I don't know why. Do you ever wonder how somebody could even like you?
All the time, man. Like, every day. I wonder how you like me.
How can Debbie like me? She likes me. I mean, she loves me. The biggest problem in our marriage is that she wants me around. She loves me so much that she wants me around all the time. That's our biggest problem, and I can't even accept that. Like, that upsets me?
What?
She's the one. She loves me.
You can't believe people love you? They love you, man. Debbie loves you.
I don't think I can accept her love. There's something wrong with me.
You can't accept love?
You don't know what it is?
Love, the most beautiful, shining, warmy thing in the world? You can't accept it?
I have to go to this other chair. Oh, this is a better energy.
You can't accept pure love. You can't accept Debbie. She's chosen to give you her life. She's picked you as her life partner. But you play fantasy baseball because you can't accept her love? I could accept it, man.
Pete stuffs his hand in his mouth.
And Debbie's amazing, man. She's cool, and she's funny, and she smells good, and she's nice, and her hair always looks different. She's too good for you, man.
She's like a rainbow.
You're disgusting, and you're an urchin. And she busts your balls because you're a little bitch. You're a filthy bitch, and I bust your balls.
Oh.
Debbie wants to give her life to you, and Allison doesn't want to do that with me. And it makes me sad all day. I want to go home.
I want to go home, too.
The sisters prepare a children's party in the garden.
Everything looks beautiful.
Thanks. I went kind of overboard, huh?
No, it's great.
Your daughter only turns 8 once. Is Ben gonna come?
I don't think so. I don't know why he would.
Allison pauses for a moment thoughtfully. Then Ben, strolling along the front path of Debbie's house, carrying a wrapped gift and wearing a light blue shirt and chinos, the eldest daughter opens the door holding a fairy wand.
Oh, hey, what up, dog?
Where have you been?
Around, you know, just kind of doing my thing.
Why is everybody so mad at you?
I don't know. Are they mad? What have they been saying?
They've been saying, like, blah, 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 blah. Ben's a prick.
They said that?
A lot.
That sucks.
What does it mean?
Penis. Means penis.
Oh.
She nods to herself.
Penis.
In the kitchen.
Hey, we're running low on plates. Hey, Ben, what's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Debbie.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi. Did you just get pink cupcakes or yellow cupcakes?
I just got yellow cupcakes.
I thought I used to get pink cupcakes.
Oh, I can run out. I'll get some more.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
I don't mind.
No, it doesn't matter.
Sure?
Yeah, you look really cute in that.
Pete's wearing a gold crown.
Well, that was fast, you pussy.
You're the one that got dressed up like a cholo on Easter to come to this party.
How are things at butt-fuckingham Palace?
You look like Babe Ruth's gay brother. Gabe Ruth.
Well played, sir. That was good.
You gonna talk to Allison?
Yeah, I was just about to.
Right on.
It's a doll.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben and Allison are in a quiet corner of the garden.
I just don't think we can make it work.
We can get back on track and everything's gonna be great.
You're just being nice, and I'm being nice, and just because we're two nice people doesn't mean we should stay together. I don't want this baby to determine the rest of our lives. You know, me not wanting to do this alone isn't enough of a reason to drag you into a relationship with me. It's just not fair. And don't repeat this, but God, I don't want to end up like Debbie.
Debbie's happy.
Yeah, she's happy today. But every day is a constant struggle for them because they're not right for each other. You know, and they have to force it. And I don't want us to have to do that. I don't want to force you to be what I think you should be. That's wrong of me because you're great. You really are. You're great the way you are. And I mean, you like to get high and you like to do shrooms in Vegas.
Do shrooms in Vegas?
Who am I to stop you? Who am I to tell you that that's wrong? It's not wrong. It's who you are. It's what you enjoy. And that's your life. And
I'm not that guy anymore.
I mean, we can be friends. And you can be there when the baby is born and in the baby's life as much as you want. I hope you will be.
I think that if you just, I don't know, if you give me a shot to just show you that
Excuse me.
Oh, shit.
Can you grab the video camera? We're gonna sing happy birthday now.
Yeah.
Ben nods.
I'm sorry. I gotta go, I'm sorry. Okay. I'll be right back though, all right? We'll finish talking.
It's okay, go.
Ben strides into the kitchen, frowning. Pete's holding a castle-shaped cake.
What happened? Thanks for warning me, man. I just walked into a fucking buzzsaw. She rejected me. Because you, for some insane reason, told Debbie that I did mushrooms with you in Vegas. She gets mad because I smoke pot. Now I'm up in it to fucking psychedelics. Thanks.
Really? I thought she'd take you back.
You know why she just rejected me? Because you're such a shitty husband. She thinks I'm going to turn into a shitty husband.
He leaves. Pete watches him go blankly, then moves towards the garden.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Allison's in the press cordon at a celebrity event interviewing the stars.
When are you due?
I got 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, but you're so big already.
Yeah.
And when is that baby popping out?
I got 2 months to go.
Really? Are you dilated yet?
Wow.
I can tell.
You look fantastic. You look. Are you gonna like give birth right now?
Wow. You're about to drop any second. You know, I love your brooch.
You don't need to lie to me. I don't appreciate it. I know I look like a fat cow, and I'm sweating profusely. I know that.
No, you don't look like a fat cow at all. You look great. So I have to get going in. They're calling me.
Steve, hey, call me up. Give me an interview, please.
Well, I just need to run in.
You know what? Just say into the camera you're watching E! Entertainment.
Congratulations.
Just give me that. No, Steve, don't be an asshole. Come on.
I'm not being an asshole.
Wow, you managed to turn Steve Carell into an asshole. No easy feat.
Shut up, Ren.
You screwed me, Dad, okay? You said everything was gonna be fine, and nothing is fine. Nothing is fine.
Ben, I've been divorced 3 times. Why would you listen to me?
Because you were the only one giving me advice, and it was terrible advice.
You can go around blaming everyone else, but in the end, until you take responsibility for yourself, none of this is gonna work out.
I don't know how to take responsibility for myself, okay? I didn't read the baby books.
You didn't read the books.
I just smoked less pot. I don't know what to do. I'm an idiot. What? Tell me what to do.
I don't know. Ben, I love you. What can I tell you?
Just tell me what to do.
He's sitting behind a desk at Jet Set Web Design.
Stoney, settling in okay?
Best job I ever had.
Like to hear.
An estate agent shows Ben round a vacant apartment. Allison's at the surgery, having an ultrasound scan done by her friendly gray-haired doctor. She smiles at him rather thoughtfully. Ben's friends are helping him move out of his house. Martin carries a Bob Marley poster out to the back of a van which is being loaded up. Jody hands Ben a box with a green football on top of it. Ben passes it to Jay in the van and looks towards the house with a rueful sigh. There's a prenatal relaxation class in progress. Pregnant women are sitting cross-legged on mats in front of their husbands. Allison's there with Debbie behind her. Ben's in a baby clothes shop holding up a spotted romper suit. Meanwhile, in a baby room area in the summer house, Allison's putting stacks of nappies into a drawer and folding up a little sleep suit. Ben also has a nursery area in his apartment. In the corner is an old crib, and next to it shelves piled with nappies and baby lotion. He's trying to put up a wall covering with a goose design on it, but it falls down. Then Allison's sitting in front of her boss.
Allison, thank you for coming in. I don't want to shock you, but we know what's under that jacket. You're pregnant, have been for a while. From my count, you're right around 8 months. And I don't know why you felt you couldn't tell us.
I'm really sorry. This is Hollywood. We don't like liars. I just, I wasn't expecting this, and I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't want to lose my job. I'm really sorry.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate you didn't tell us because, you would have found out that we thought it's great.
Really?
So, we did some research. And turns out, people like pregnant.
Oh my God.
The bigger you are, the bigger your numbers.
I was surprised, because I feel the opposite.
We're gonna do a whole maternity month on E! Exclamation mommy. You're gonna interview all the pregnant celebs.
Really?
Yes.
Scary.
You're pregnant, they're pregnant. You can talk about being pregnant.
It just grosses me out when I know that people are pregnant. Because I think about the birth. Everything's so wet.
And everything that goes into it, none of the gross stuff, but, you know, hopes, dreams, whatever, it's gonna be great.
Oh my God, this is such good news. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then after the baby is out,
tighten it
back up.
And please don't lie to us again, because maybe someday we could be friends.
Okay, I won't. I'm sorry.
I just don't like secrets.
You
know, it's a rare thing that you live to see the day your wildest dreams come true. I mean, what is there left to want? I get to go to Legoland. Say it.
Legoland!
Legoland!
Don't get them all riled up before the drive.
I shouldn't have given them all that meth then.
We'll be back on Sunday.
Or Saturday. You never know, we might see it all in one day.
Sunday. Let's go.
That's what I'm scared. There's no one to trust.
You can trust me.
You are gonna fuck me over, aren't you?
Nighttime. Allison's watching Wild Things on the TV. She grimaces and leans back on the sofa. Ben's in his room, sitting on his sofa, reading What to Expect When You're Expecting.
what's up, Daddy? What are you doing?
Just smoking a joint, drinking some beers, you know. Rocking.
You know, we're about to go to the new club. You coming?
No, I'm gonna pack it in soon, I think.
What's he doing?
He says he's gonna call it a night.
Dude, it's like 8:15, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm just tired.
Is he depressed?
You depressed?
No, I feel great. I like it.
He says no.
Ask him if you think he'll kill himself.
You gonna kill yourself?
No, I'm not, okay? Thank you.
Tell him not to jerk off with a noose around his neck. It's dangerous.
You shouldn't jerk off with a noose around your neck because it's dangerous.
Okay, very good.
Oh, and tell him if he asked you, tell him he needs a teammate or a spotter there.
Right. And if you do, you should have a teammate or a spotter there.
Great.
He says your mom's already there.
I'm cool, man.
Allison, in a bra and jogging bottoms, is moving with difficulty as she packs her case.
Hi, Dr. Howard?
No, this is Dr. Angelo. How can I help you?
I'm a patient of Dr. Howard. I'm going into labor, and I need to speak with him.
I actually don't know where he is tonight, but I've made myself available to his patients, and I'd be happy to help you.
Oh, can you help me find him? Can you give me his number?
Oh, no, you know what? Actually, I'm under strict instructions not to give out his number, but I can help you through this.
Oh, no. I want to speak to my own doctor. You really won't give me his number because this is my first baby, and he promised that he would be here for me, and I need you to give me his number, okay?
Dr. Howard's not available tonight, but everything's gonna be okay, I assure you.
No, I don't want you to help me because I have no idea who you are. I want my own goddamn doctor. You make sure he calls me!
She stops and winces.
Oh, shit.
Ben's lying bare-chested on his back in bed. He reaches up to the ledge above his head and fumbles to pick up a cordless phone.
Hello.
Then he's driving his old orange car along a street.
Oh, don't run out of gas, come on!
He rushes round a corner of Pete and Debbie's garden and into the summer house.
Hello? Please be in there. Hello? Hello? Hello?
In the main house, he heads up the stairs.
Allison!
He strides through Debbie's bedroom and stops in the doorway to the ensuite bathroom where Allison's lying in a candlelit bath.
Hello?
Ben?
Allison? What is this, like a water birth? What are we doing? Should we go? Should I have the...
Just relax, okay? Just be mellow, because that's what this is all about. Because if it gets too stressful in here, then the baby is born into a stressful environment, and then he's wired for stress for the rest of his life. So just be calm.
Okay, let's relax. Okay. Do you want to talk about things? I feel really bad about, like, a lot of the shit I did. I can't believe I said some of that. That's all I think about in my head.
I don't want to talk about it.
Maybe we could bring the baby into a reconciled place so we can talk.
No, I don't want to go there. Don't go there. Okay? Help me stay relaxed.
So what should I do?
You need to call Dr. Howard.
On the landing.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, this is, I'm Ben Stone. I'm calling on behalf of Allison Scott. We need Dr. Howard. It's an emergency.
Yeah, he's at San Francisco at Bar Mitzvah.
He's at a Bar Mitzvah in San Francisco. Do you know when he gets back?
In 3 days.
Do you have his cell number by any chance?
Allison's rubbing her round tummy.
Hey, good news. I got his number right here. I'm going to call him right now.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you.
I'm glad I'm here, too. Thank you. I shouldn't have told you were a fucking lunatic. I shouldn't have said that. I feel terrible about it, and,
No, it's okay. We're past it. I'm sorry I told you to fuck your bong.
It's okay. I didn't.
Let's just drop it now. We're over it.
I'm going to call him right now. You're doing so great.
Hello, it's Dr. Howard. I'm not here right now. Please leave a message.
Hey, Doc Howard. Ben Stone calling. Guess what the fuck's up? Allison's going into labor and you are not fucking here. No, where are you? You're at a fucking bar mitzvah in San Francisco, you motherfucking piece of shit. And you know what I'm gonna have to do now? I'm gonna have to kill you. I'm gonna have to pop a fucking cap in your ass. You're dead. You're Tupac. You are fucking Biggie, you piece of shit. I hope you fucking die or drop the fucking chair and kill that fucking kid. Hope your plane crashes. Peace, fucker.
He frowns and thinks to himself, then steps through the doorway into the bathroom.
Hey.
Hey.
Did you talk to him?
I didn't talk to him directly. I left him a very nice message, though. And Okay. What I'm about to tell you isn't that bad. You should know that going in. We can get through this, and it's just a little hiccup. But everything will be fine, okay? Do you trust me when I say everything will be fine?
I can deal with it.
Okay. So Dr. Howard is at a bar mitzvah.
A bar mitzvah?
It's a Jewish rite of passage, and he's going to be there for the next 3 days, so he will not be able to be here tonight.
Oh, no. It's okay. What do you think we should do?
Okay, I know exactly what to do. All we do is we'll get in the car, I'll drive to the hospital, and on the way, we will call every gynecologist we've met. Someone will be available, you know?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, good. I mean, we still have time. I mean, how far apart are your contractions?
Oh, I think like 7 minutes.
7 minutes? See, not until 4 minutes is it really coming, and has your water broken even?
I don't know, I'm in the tub.
That's a good point. Have you had your bloody show?
What? What's that?
It's a bloody mucousy discharge, but it only comes out right before the baby's gonna come. So if that hasn't happened, we have time. We can make it to the hospital. It's no problem.
You read the baby books?
Yeah. I did. I read 3 of them, actually.
Thank you.
Welcome.
She grabs his hand as she has another contraction.
Hey, you okay?
She looks at him with uncertainty and nods her head. Ben pulls into a disabled parking bay driving Allison's red car.
Wait, are we allowed to park here?
It's okay. I stole this from Martin's grandma.
Oh, that was really sweet of you.
Thanks.
They enter the prenatal reception area of the modern hospital.
Okay. Inches away.
Okay.
We're close. Let him stretch. Hello. This is Allison Scott. Dr. Cooney said he would let you know we were coming.
Oh, he did. We'll take good care of you.
Okay.
Samuel?
Yeah?
This is Allison Scott. Please admit her into room 307.
Hi.
Hey.
You're our nurse?
That's why I'm holding the clipboard. So, what else is up with you guys? I'm just joking. Let's have a baby. Huh?
Yeah.
Jeez, I'm sorry. It took me so long to find that vein. That little guy really didn't want me to find him.
Is that the baby on that one right there?
Yeah. So we can tell how the little guy or gal is doing.
Okay.
Hello, Allison. Ben. Interesting night.
We really, really appreciate you coming, man.
Well, what else do I have to do? I mean, besides sleep. Totally kidding. What happened with your doctor?
He's at a bar mitzvah in San Francisco. He didn't tell us, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lucky for you, I don't have any Jewish friends.
Dr. Cooney, I really want to do this naturally. I don't want to use drugs.
Okay, let's just take a look and see what happens, okay? Fetal heart rate is good. Samuel, where are we?
4 centimeters.
4 centimeters what?
Dilated.
Dilated, that's right. Focus, pay attention, okay? We're a team, okay?
In the waiting area.
I want to get the fuck out of here.
What?
I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Okay, just relax, man. Just relax.
Oh, man, I don't fucking like hospitals.
I know, but Jonah, this is beautiful. I just think you need to relax and embrace the beauty of another life joining our gang. We're having a baby. We are having a baby.
I'm not having shit besides a fucking panic attack. There's probably a fucking room back there full of dead bodies. You guys want to be here when one rolls out and just fucking coughs malaria into our face?
Jesus, shit.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah, get in there.
I can do this all day.
Cool. What was that?
The dark-haired male nurse strides into the room and looks at a printout which is beside the bed.
Well, what's happening?
Well, boys and girls, what seems to be the problem?
D-cells.
Oh, dear. Okay, Allison, I need you to turn on your back now, okay? The baby's heart rate is slowing, okay?
It's gonna be okay.
Okay.
It's gonna be fine. Is it gonna be fine?
It's gonna be fine, okay? You can feel a little bit of a push. You can feel a little bit of...
He presses on her tummy.
What are you doing?
I'm turning the baby so I can take the pressure off the cord, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're good. The heartbeat's stronger, but we're not out of the woods. We need to get things going now. I think the cord is wrapped around the neck, okay?
What?
So I'm gonna give you some medicine, pop the bag, and get things going, okay? I don't want to leave the baby in there for long, and we can give you some medicine for the pain.
No. I don't want the baby to be born all drugged out. It's not my birth plan.
Things change. We don't have time to debate this.
What? No. But no, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not.
No, would you please just listen to her?
Fine. Do we want to do?
Whoa, what?
Should I leave? Do you want to be the doctor? Because I really don't need to be here.
No, what we want is to take a second to talk about our options, okay?
That's no,
what we want.
No, you mean you want to take a second to tell me how to do my job? My job is to get that baby out safely. Or I can go home. Just let me know. You be the doctor.
Can we talk outside in the hall for a second?
That woman is a control freak, and she needs to let go and let me do my job.
Look, she's just having a hard time because her and our doctor had a very specific birth plan, and they wanted it to be a very special experience.
If you want a special experience, go to a Jimmy Buffett concert. We have a new birth plan. Get the baby out safely.
Look, man, will you help us out? I have no idea what I'm doing. You can be as big a dick to me as you want. Just be nice to her, man. That's all I ask. Just please be nice to her.
Ben's tummy's rumbling. The doctor frowns at him.
Ooh. Are you okay?
I think so.
I'm sorry. Let's start fresh.
Thank you, man. Thanks.
This is healthy. This is good. I think we're bonding.
Allison appears apprehensive as the two men return. The doctor looks contrite.
Allison, I apologize for being a little brash. But if you're okay with it, it's rather important we break the bag and give you some medicine to speed things up. Because once the bag is broken, I don't want there to be an infection.
Whatever. Do what you have to do.
He leaves the room. Ben sits beside her.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare that guy is.
I know. Look, I talked to him. I think he'll be more cool now.
I'm so sorry I broke up with you.
You really don't need to be. And, you know, I knew you'd give me another shot. I figured it'd be a lot sooner than this, you know?
I was just in such a panic from all of this. And watching Debbie and Pete together. And my ass got so fat.
No, no.
It did. I just never for one minute thought that the guy who got me pregnant would actually be the right guy for me.
Me either.
I guess he is.
Jonah and Martin are in a corridor in wheelchairs.
All right, Martin, who am I? People think I'm smart because I speak in a robot voice.
Stephen Hawking.
I fuck my nurse with my ever-expanding cock.
A doctor passes them.
All right, let's murder ball. Come here! I gotta murder ball you! Hey,
Jonah, you shithead!
Debbie enters.
Hey, I can't believe I go out of town and this happens.
Hello.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going anywhere.
Screw Bagelland.
how do you want this? You want this over the shoulder? You know, I can do whatever you want. I can get in there, kind of Spike Lee angles.
No, you can shoot the waiting room. That would be great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I've got it from here.
Debbie.
Can I talk to you in the hall for a second?
Why?
In the corridor.
I'd like to be in there with Allison without you.
Okay. I understand how you feel, but this isn't up to you.
Look, Debbie, you are high off your ass if you think you're coming into that room. If you take one step towards that door, I will tell security there's a crazy chick in a pink dress snatching up babies, okay? So don't even try to come into that room. That's my room now. That little area with the Pepsi machine, that's your area. My room. Your area, stay in your area, stay out of my room, back the fuck off.
He moves away. Debbie watches him open-mouthed. Pete's sitting in the waiting area. Debbie slumps down next to him dejectedly.
What are you doing here?
He just kicked me out. He told me to leave.
Huh.
But I guess it's good, right? He said he's gonna take care of her. He really seems on his game. I think he's gonna be a good dad. I think I like him. Thank God.
I wish I'd gotten that on tape.
Holy shit, almighty! Oh, shit, this really hurts.
Ah, I see we're well on our way.
Okay, I want the epidural, okay? Give me the epidural.
Give her the epidural, okay? Give it to her now.
Okay, Allison, we're past the point of an epidural, okay? The cervix is fully dilated.
No, seriously, I want an epidural. I know there's time.
We can't give you the epidural.
Take the time. I'll make sure it doesn't come out. I'll stop pushing.
We
I'll
have stop. Time. Oh, just please, do it, please.
I'm sorry, we have no time. We're gonna just have to do this the all-natural way, okay? The way you wanted to do it, okay? Ready?
Okay.
Here comes another contraction, okay? I want you to push. Okay, ready?
I feel everything!
Maybe we can take it down just a little. I think you're going to scare the other pregnant women.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
In the waiting area.
Jesus. Oh. This is messed up. Something's wrong in there.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I mean, granted, gynecology is only a hobby of mine, but it sounds to me like she's crowning. Is that right, Deb?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like for everyone. Everyone goes through this.
No, I disagree with you. That sounds terrible. I'm gonna go sneak a peek, see if there's anything I can do.
Okay, it's crowning. I'm seeing the head.
Oh, God. What does it look like, Ben?
Oh,
like,
God.
Like,
you don't want to see it. You
no, want I want to see
it's
it.
Beautiful. You don't want to, though.
No, I want to see it. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, we're almost home. One, two.
Oh, get out. Oh, no.
You all right, buddy?
One sec.
Jay shakes his head queasily.
What do you look like? I shouldn't have gone in there. Don't go in there. Promise me you don't go in there.
Me go in there? That's the last fucking place I want to go. Like, I'm going to go in there. Try getting a boner now.
What's up, Deb?
Hey.
Pete frowns at his wife.
Push. One, two, three. You pass the shoulders. One more big push.
The doctor holds the tiny baby. Allison gives Ben an exhausted smile. The goo-covered baby is passed to her mother.
Oh, oh, God. I love you so much, dude. Oh, my God.
Congratulations, you two. Beautiful. It's so great. You are amazing.
Got out. Made it out. Welcome.
You ever get so bored you just stare at your balls?
I bet you do, late John Lennon.
Jason chuckles at the bearded Martin.
Here we are again.
Who is that? Is that Ben's rabbi? Is he the one who cuts the penis?
I think it's Matiz Yahoo.
You want out of the bet?
I want out of the bet.
Oh, you know what you have to say. Just say it, man. I think now's the time.
Jason, you're the master.
You heard it, right?
Yeah.
All right, you're out of the bet. Deal. You're done.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Your face smells like an old man's balls.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck. Thank you.
Debbie enters the room.
Hey.
She's embraced by Ben.
Beautiful.
She kisses her sister on the cheek.
Oh, I love you,
Ben. I love you, Debbie.
We're gonna have another baby.
Pete mouths, "No, we're not," into his camera. In the waiting room.
Gentlemen, it's a girl! Yeah!
There are hugs, high fives, and delighted handshakes.
Just do it already. Which was very confusing to Daddy. So I listened to the most literal translation of that, and I just did it already. What would you do? Don't tell Mommy. But it was the smartest thing I ever did listening to her, because now you're here. Isn't that nice? I think it is.
Daytime. Ben emerges out of the hospital carrying flowers and balloons. Allison's being pushed in a wheelchair, cradling the new arrival. Then she's in the back of the car with the sleeping child.
I hope your apartment's big enough for the three of us.
Oh, it definitely is. That's why I got one in East LA. The rent, it's huge. The only thing is we have to decide if we're gonna be Crips or Bloods before we get there.
Well, I look good in red.
I look good in blue. The fighting continues. We could just throw off everyone and become Latin kings.
Yeah.
We both look good in gold.
Yeah. Good choice. I would yell at you about driving so slow, except the baby's here.
No, these guys can honk all they want. I ain't going faster than 12. It might take us around 3 hours to get home, though.
The car crawls down a sharply inclined slip road to a highway below. The sun is low in the sky, creating an orange light which glistens on top of the nearby sea.
Everything.
The end.
She sees, she says she wants. Everything she wants, I she gets. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. She blinks, she strikes somebody blind. Every sign she thinks blows her tiny mind. That's my daughter in the water. Who'd have ever thought her? Who'd have ever thought? That's my daughter in. When it's gray in L.A., I sure like it that way. This is way too much sunshine around here. I don't know about you, I get so sick of blue skies wherever they always appear. And I sure love the sound of the rain pouring down on my carport roof made out of tin. If there's a flood, then there's till close canyon roads and the freeways will all start to clog. And the waters will rise and you won't be surprised when your whole house smells like your wet dog. When it's gray in L.A., it's much better that way. It reminds you that this town's so cruel. This whole town's a dump. We came out here to dump all our dreams of making it big, but we're stuck in a singular nightmare. That's just how it seems. And I suppose Maury David sure knows all those cars we drive heat up our earth and sea temperatures rise and those constant blue skies and brush fires. Sure curb your mirth. Brad Gray's in L.A. Okay, I should stay here. There's no place that's better I know for a wannabe star stuck in a car on a freeway with nowhere to go. When it's gray in L.A., I sure like it that way, 'cause there's way too much sunshine around here.